Glad to have up here at halftime now a member of the Newell Fonda boys basketball team, Jesse Hack. And Jesse, you concluded regular season play last night in grand style, picking up a victory over Ridgeview in a makeup game at 69-52. And tell us about that game from your perspective. Looked like you really got it going your way in the second and then into the third quarter too.
Yeah, you know, we had a rough first half, giving up quite a bit of points, but our coach challenged us by trying to just up our defensive game. You know, he challenged us to go out there and just have them score as few points as possible, and we got the job done there in the second and third quarter for sure.
15-6 now on the season.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a Twin Lakes Conference championship you get as part of this? How do you feel about how things have gone?
Yeah, you know, we're really proud of what we've done so far, and we're looking forward to what in the postseason play. You know, we didn't really see this coming into the year, but we've just been working hard, had our nose to the grindstone, and we just keep going.
Well, back to last night, you played a big part in the win. 13 points, didn't miss from the field, 5 for 5, including a couple of threes.
Yeah, that don't happen too often, but I had a hot streak, and I just kept shooting, and they were going in, so we just kept going, but yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, and 5 steals, too. What part of your game has come the furthest, do you feel, this year?
This year, I would say my defensive game. You know, I've always been a defensive force on the field, I'd like to say, and I always take the point guard and try to give him a bad night, but you know, the other night I was able to help out offensively too.
Mm-hmm. Jesse Hack joining us here at halftime. As now you look ahead to Thursday here in Newell, you'll be taking on West Bend Mallard in a 1A quarterfinal, the 8 o'clock game, a team you beat in your meeting during the regular season. But they got to three guys scoring about 10 points per game, and they kind of gave a pokey run for their money, who he shared the TLC title with late in the year. So what do you remember about that first game with the Wolverines and the game plan for Thursday?
Yeah, you know, last time we played them, we didn't play such a good defensive first half, and they got some good guys down there. They got a lot of good players, and definitely some tall kids. And we at practice today, we had a game plan going, and we had a really good practice today. We feel confident going in next Thursday.
All right, so you play football, of course, as well. And thinking back on this past season, another playoff appearance for the Mustangs, which had to mean a lot, especially considering the caliber of a district that you were faced with. And what was it like physically and emotionally getting ready for each game, and knowing that, as talking with the coach a few days ago, with the way the playoff alignment is going to be set up for next year, five teams from your district this past season would have made it if those rules had been in place this year. So
yeah.
It was a battle all year.
Yeah, definitely. Every game that we faced this regular season was tough. You know, you can remember like GTRA, that was a tough one. That went all the way down to the wire. That was a thriller, and we had to fight for every inch we got this year. And I'm really proud of our guys for just coming together. Everybody from the starters to the JV helping us out at practice. You know, they just really helped us get better, and it didn't end as the way we wanted it to up at Arweva, but or up at Audubon, excuse me. Yeah, and but you know, it was a good year, and I'm proud of everybody.
Yeah, as you should be. And so you mentioned the GTRA game. I was wondering, is that maybe the one that sticks out most in your mind from this last year? As you said, right down to the wire and a thriller.
Yeah, you know, that was a fun one. You know, I might have got a little bit of the light or the shine in that game, but you know, none of that would have happened without my teammates. You know, without the drives that we all took place or all took a part of.
Didn't you make like the game saving tackle at the end of the game?
Yeah, but you know, it was definitely a team effort, and it was a fun game.
All right, yeah, and so you excel on both sides of the ball, leading the team. You did this last year in rushing, also in tackles. If you had to pick, do you enjoy playing offense or defense more?
That's a tough one. You know, I had kind of make that decision looking towards my college future, but I'd probably have to say running back, because
to play offense.
Yeah, and when I look at the college side of it, you know, I don't know if I'm big enough to play college linebacker. You had to be a real big guy to do that. So,
all right. Well, you're going to be walking on. You were telling me way out east playing football in South Carolina. Tell me where you're off to and what you plan to pursue in the fall.
Absolutely. So I'll be attending the College of North Greenville University, which is in Tigerville, South Carolina. I chose that school because that's where my mom was living. She doesn't live there anymore, but I fell in love with the school, fell in love with their program, their Bible school. I'm going to be a missionary pilot someday, and they have a great pilot program, and they have a great missionary studies program, and I want to go there for that. But they also have a D2 football program that's very very talented, and is actually in the Gulf South Conference this year, and I'm excited to get to play with them. They asked me to walk on, and I'm really excited to just prove myself and help support that team there.
Awesome. Well, all the best once that time comes around, and good luck on Thursday in district play. Jesse Hack, thanks for stopping up. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.